Adam Kasha. The Chur is still Shver, the Bryce about an Adam. So Rashi learns, the Bishleim Mita the Kutrutzik, the Kamrit. On a bed, you get this terrace. One is the third wall, one is the fourth wall. Do the Tony Vieskip, as a Mita, but they from the Vieskoma. To a Ketoni, Shloi Tipo Cham, Ala Neis, Veloichlin. I'm a love like Shuri Sukkos. It's not talking about building a Sukkah. Elo Adam, but it's a Kasha about making a man for the Mechitza. Hokitoni, it says, Klo, Kedesha Yoichal Vieshta Vieshin. The reason why you want to use a man for the mechitza is to be able to eat and drink and sleep in the sukkah. Alma, we see lemeipok bechayva sukkah ukma. We're talking about there to be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. So hosam the gimel dvarim halolohein mitzvah sukkah. These are the three mitzvahs in the sukkah: to eat there, to drink there, to sleep there. Alma doifin shlishi heavy chaser the sukkah was missing its third wall. The doifin revius. They have a mislock because it's the fourth wall that was missing. It wouldn't be possible to be kosher. So the kitzit says here, you're allowed to put up a person for the third wall. I lechur, you make an oil metchil on Shabbos. Why is it mutter? And the Gemara like kosher. Kan ledas, kan shle ledas. A person is different. When you want to use a person for a mechitza, if the person doesn't realize that by him standing there, he's making a mechitza, it's taka mutter. It's only also for a person that be doing a bedas. A person knows that they need me to be the mechitza, and I'm going to stand there to be the mechitza. That's takalasim the rabbonim. But if the person doesn't realize that he's standing there and talking, and the ma'isa, by him standing there, now the sukkah is kosher. You're allowed to use him for the wall on Shabbos, and you're allowed to eat in the sukkah. So Rashi shlele das mutter. Then it's mutter to use this person for the mechitza. To was Rashi why? To mishum asiyas oil leka. I there's an issue now to make an oil on Shabbos. There's no derech building with a person. You don't build with bnei yodim. Therefore, there's no iser of looking like a binyan with the person. Avol kli mashenkin with kelim. There it is a derech binyan bekachu. Hilkach doifin shlishis also. Therefore, saying to build the third wall with kelim, that's also mid rabbanon. But here to use a person is mutter. But if you do it, therefore shaloi midas, it's mutter rabbanon warn goyzer. But Ladas though it's also the Rashi before. Hey shum the shum yodeyash l'shum mechitza mamidu shum also. Then it's also to do it. Mashenka, if the person is standing there and he does not realize that he was standing there l'shem a mechitza, then it's mutter. For the Gemara Kasha, back to original Meis now we started out. For how the Rav Nechemya bray the Rav Chaniloi Ladas heavy. For the first Meis that Nechemya was outside the chus tchum. So the Eitzah to get him in was, we called people to make a mechitza around him, that he should be able to walk in the tchum. Aye, how are we allowed to call the people to be a mechitza? You can't make a mechitza mitchil on Shabbos. And Chami, after the Gemara, shaloi midas heavy. I tell you over there, was shaloi midas. Could be Rav Chizda just told the people, to the Talmud outside, the Choshev Talmud, let's all go see him and give him shalom aleichem. So all the people just went and gave him shalom aleichem, and they happened to gather around him. And then Rav Chizda said, okay, let's start walking. But the people themselves did not go there badas to become a mechitza. For at the Gemara though, Abba Rav Chizda, miyu ladas heavy, but Rav Chizda himself knew what he went for. He went to make a mechitza. So how could he be included in the mechitza? So from here, Allah has brought down that even if one person knows that he's part of the mechitza, it's taken no good. Like the Gemara's kasha here. I, Rav Chizda, knew that he was there to make a mechitza. And for the Gemara, Rav Chizda, shlem and aminyan heavy. Enechnami. Rav Chizda was not part of the mechitza. He was not used. He only let these other people that came, he let them all gather around the Talmud and let them walk back in. But he was not part of the mechitza. So the Gemara Maisa Hanu Bnei Gananoi. There was some two people that were gardeners, took care of the garden. The Ayelu Mailo B'mechitza Shor Bnei Yodim. That they brought in water, they carried in water, could be from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, inside on Shabbos with mechitzas of Bnei Yodim. In other words, it took like 5 or 10 of them. And they made mechitzas around them. Like you can make a portable Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Outside of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, you make sure you're standing in the middle. And you have people all around you that make mechitzas. And you're allowed to carry them. So the whole, everybody started to walk. And they brought the water inside the house. Is Nagdinu Shmuel. Shmuel gave the Malkus mit Rabbonin. And he told them, Omar, Imam Shloim Midas, so they said this had the Shloim Midas, you're allowed to make an Adam to become a mechitzah. If he's not aware of it, Yomul Adas is the mutter to do it, Midas to have Kavonim. Like here, these Gananoi, is people come and make me a mechitza. So that's also mit Rabbonin to make a mechitza. So therefore he gave him Malkus mit Rabbonin. So the Gemara Nochamais was, Hanu Ziki,
to have a shad yimbaristika. A ziki usually is a pitcher, a leather pitcher that they used to store water or wine in. To have a shad yimbaristika de mechuzah. It was in the streets of mechuzah. Now, Bahadi, the Osi Rav Mi Pirkei, when Rav got finished giving his drosha, when he used to walk home from the base of Medrash, so there were a lot of Talmidim all around him, like Kamati was Mechitas all around him. So the Shamish that saw these pitchers outside carried in these pitchers. And since there were people all around, there was like Mechitas around him, so he picked up these pitchers and brought them home. Zatamor Shabbat Achriti, the next Shabbos, Boy Yalinu, the same thing. Again, the Shamish wanted to pick up these pitchers that are outside and carry them in with these mechitzas of people. The Yosalhu. And then Rav said, no, it's also for the Shamish to do it. Why? To have a lake Ladas, the Yosar. Because then a blind like Ladas. In other words, the first Shabbos, when he brought it in, nobody realized they were mechitzas. But Mestam afterwards, they found out the Maisa that the people walking home, Rav, were the mechitzas. So for the next Shabbos, for the Shamish to do it, the pshat is now the people know that they are the mechitza, so blind like ladas. Ladas should not let it use people for mechitza to carry with. So the Gemara, Levi Ailu Le Tivna. Levi once had straw outside and he wanted to carry it inside. So again, he got people to stand around him outside, Shleimi Das, and he brought it in with these mechitzas. Ziri Yas Pasta. Ziri had once outside, Rashi says that Shachash Atfua, ungrown Tfua, outside, and he wanted to have it carried inside. It's the same thing. He had people gather around him. He didn't tell them why they should come with him. So they were the mechitzas, and he carried them in with them. Rav Simi Bar Chiya Maya, he carried once water inside. In other words, you have such a heter. If you have people standing around you, and they do not realize that they are mechitza, but the mice, you have them, they're all around you, and there's less than gimel tfachim in between one to the other. So you say, love it. It's called like you have mechitzas all around you. Migra din is called the Rishus HaYochid, and you're allowed to carry now. Yeah. Zakti Mishnah Baita. Mi sheyotzeb Rishus. If somebody walked on Shabbos out of the Tchum, but he had a heter to do it, like we'll soon see, there are cases, a doctor, Lamashal, if he's needed, he's allowed to walk outside the Tchum, or a nurse to make the, somebody's given birth, she's allowed to walk outside the Tchum. Is mi sheyotzeb Rishus. Somebody had a right to walk, he walked out of the Tchum on Shabbos. The Yomru Loy, and then the people, the Shliach, came to tell the doctor, Kfar Nasa Maisa. Even though the doctor was on his way to go to the patient, they told him, you should know the patient is really healthy, you don't have to go there. Even though the doctor walked outside of his tchum, which usually if you're outside your tchum, you only have Daud Amis, but here, since he went for Rishus, the din is you have a new tchum. Wherever you are at the time they tell you, you have Apayimama all around you at that point. Yeshlai Apayimama L'choruach. Let's say in Hoya Bateichatchum, let's say you started to walk, and the place where you walk, Pashta means you didn't go out of your first chum, you're still in your first chum, is the din kidul lo yotze. It's as if you didn't leave your chum, and you have still the chum from your house, a paimam all around you. Which, like Rashi says, the Gemara will explain, Yastakash, the Chorus, Pshita, Avadi, you're allowed to. Vaita, kol ha yotzim la hatzil. Anybody that goes out of his chum on Shabbos because he went for purpose of saving somebody else, which we'll see later in the Gemara, it's mutter to do it, is Alocha Chayzrin Lim Kaimim. They, when they get finished saving the people, they're, even though they're outside the Tchum now, they're allowed to walk back into their original Tchum, and they have the din of the original Tchum. It's here the Rabban will make all, you could walk back into the Tchum. All right, we'll see more in the Gemara about this. So the Gemara. Mai im hoya b'teicha Tchum kiru lo yotza. What does it mean, we're saying, when the doctor started to travel to go to the patient on Shabbos, and they came to tell him on the way that the patient is already healthy. So he say that if he's still in the middle of his tchum, he still has the din of his first tchum. What's the chiddush? Omar Rabba Hochikom. This is what the Mishnah means to say. In other words, he didn't travel yet 2,000 namas. He's still in the tchum of his first city or his first house. It's as if he did not leave his house, and he still has the apayimama from his house all around. But the Pshita Avad, if he didn't go out of the Tchum yet, Pshita is still in the Tchum. Pshita still has that din. So the Gemara, no. Rabbi here, that Mal, the time I would think, Hoyo vi okar okar kamash melon. Since this doctor picked himself up and started to walk. Now he thought he's going to walk with the Tchum, and the din is, the Rabbanan said a new kula, that whenever they tell you that they don't need you anymore, at that point you have a new Tchum. So maybe here also, when they told you, you only walked 1,000 amis. If they told you over there that they don't need you anymore, maybe you should have a new kula to say that you have a payimama from that point. and you'd be allowed to walk now 3,000 amos away from your house. Kamashmula, no. That you go back to your original tchum, you only have a paimama from your house. Like Rashi says in the middle of the first line of the big lines, Ma the tame kivun the yoko lots is pishus. Since his doctor started to travel to go out of the tchum with a heter. For Rabbon and Tikkun lay me mokam shenem maloy apayim lecharuach. The Rabbonim made a new takana that wherever he is, at the time they tell him, we do not need you, that he has a din of apayimam where he is. Hochinami, af agav dekoyi bitchume, even though he's still in the first 2,000 amis from his house, but I would think, lim dovlei mehosam, let's give him like a new apayimam to walk. If he wants to walk further, like 3,000 amis away from his house, maybe it's mutter. Maybe the Rabbanim was still makel by him to give him the new din tchum wherever they tell him that we don't need you anymore. He can still go further with another apayim mama. Tamash mala know the Mishnah that if you do not leave your first tchum yet, then we don't give you any new dinim tchum. You still b'chlal the first tchum in your house, and you can't walk more than apayim mama from your house all around. This is the way Rabbi learns. So the Gemara Rav Simi Barchi Omar Hochi Komer. Rav Simi Barchi learns a little bit different. And this is what the Mishnah means to say. Im hoyu tchumim shenosnu loy chachomim. If the new tchum, in other words, Avad, we're talking about the doctor already walked out of his first tchum. He walked more than 2,000 amis. He walked, let's say, 3,000 amis. And over there, they told him, we do not need you anymore. So there's a din now that at that point, you have a new shvisa, and as if you have 2,000 amis from that point all around. So now let's say you wanted to walk backwards towards your house. So at that point, you could walk 2,000 amas back. So since you're only 3,000 amas away from your house, you could walk backwards 2,000 amas, which will put you only 1,000 amas away from your house, which is in the first tchum. So that's the din. Look at Nachum inside. Hachikoma, im hoyu tchumim shenos lechachomim. This new tchum that the chachomim gave you, which is 3,000 amas away from your house, move loyim, is like swallowed up. Which is in your first chum, because from your house you were able to walk 2,000 amas. Now it's true, you are 3,000 amas away, and they gave you a new chum, which is 2,000 amas all around there. So you could walk backwards 2,000 amas, which will put you into your first chum. We say, since you could walk back to part of your first chum, when you walk back into your first chum, we look as if you never lost your first chum. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Let's see Rashi. Yerushim b'achi yom ahochi koma. Yom hoi tchum shenos tachachom muvloem techat tchum shaloi. Kilo lo yotze b'tchum demam. Kloima. Masdisim b'shekva yotze b'tchum yaskinim. The person, the doctor, already walked out of the first 2,000 namis. O kilo lo yotze tchum koi. Kedehevi sakadadich mikoro. The Gersa should be like it says in the Bach. It's going on to Tchumim. If he's now 3,000 amas away from his house, so at that point they told him, we don't need you. So from there you have alpayim am all around you. It lets you go back towards your house, 2,000 amas. And then you come into your first chum, is the chiddush kilo lo yotze mitchum adomi. We consider as if you never went out of your first chum. For hoylech ad beisay v'reyuk v'tchilo. You're allowed to walk back to your house, and mamish you have the first chum that you started out from Shabbos. That's the tremendous chiddush in the Mishnah. The loch of fun havlo. You could swallow up that since you could walk back into your chum, even though now you're mamish outside your chum, you're 2-3,000 amas away from your house. But since you have a right, beheter, to walk back into your tchum, once you walk back into your tchum, you get the din again of metchila, what your first tchum was. That you're allowed to walk back to your house, and you have a payim mama all around you. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So the Gemara, the Maikum Miflugi, what's the machlokes then, Rabbo and the Asimi Bachiyah? Masova have lost tchum in Milsi. The Asimi Bachiyah holds there is such a smell like that, have law. Like you get swallowed up. Since your new tchum lets you walk back to your first chum, we consider you back when you walk into your first chum like you never left your first chum. Umas of a rabbi holds no. Lav milsi. Lamai said that if you walked out of your first chum, the chum gave you a new tchum, that's it. You have your new tchum. Ah, you could walk back into your first chum, so what? That doesn't give you back your original din. You still stay with your second chum. That's rabbi's word. Oh, malaya bayel rabbi, so bayi is the kasha to rabbi. V'yat loy tizbaro. Don't you agree that there is such a svara when you have a new tchum? And you can walk back to your tchum, that when two tchumim are swallowed up, like interchangeable, you can walk from one to the other, that you could have your first tchum back again. There is such a svara of havlois tchumim. Oma'ilu shavas b'morah. Is somebody rested at the beginning of Shabbos in the morah in a cave? Like the picture you have in Rashi. The bottom is the bottom of a morah, the bottom of a cave. Shebetoichai arboyes alpayim. Like this picture on the bottom and the ground of the cave is amish 4,000 amis wide. That's how wide it is on the bottom of the cave. And you are living inside it. So since there are mechitzos all around you, it's called like your dalad amis. So really when you want to walk out on top of the cave, you have a right to go yet alpayim amis each way around the cave. Outside the cave on top. Now we're talking about a case. Again, Shebetoichai arboyes alpayim amis, 4,000 amis. The Agag, when you come to the top of the cave, pochus mi'aboyis amis. It's less than 4,000 amis. Is like the picture here. Notice it's slanty. The cave itself goes slanty up. When you come up on top of the cave, the gag on top is less than 4,000 amis apart. Now there are two exits or entrances into the cave. One on the right side, one on the left side. Is le'nimsa, don't you tell me, mahalaches kula v'chutzla apayim amis, that you're allowed to walk any side you want when you go out of this morah, any way you want, you can walk 2,000 amas. Now it's like this picture. If you want to come up on the right entrance, so you could walk to the right, 2,000 amas. If you want to come up and walk on the left side, the left entrance, you can walk from the left side, 2,000 amas. So even though lamaisi, you're walking more than alpayim amas, but so what? Since on the gag itself, the two entrances are within the tchum, and there is, let's say, the right entrance, you have a payim amis leftwards. And when you come up the left side, you have a payim amis the right way. Now, if it's less than 4,000 amis in between at the top of this gag, so the two tchumim meet. Since the two tchumim meet, mela, they're called like one bitchum, and you go whichever way you want, a payim amis. So you see, there's such a svara that the tchumim meet, it gives you a din of one bitchum. And for the Gemara, Rab answers back, Omalei. What are you bringing me right from over here? Here you're talking about the beginning of Shabbos. The person was resting inside this cave. So he was kind of shvis inside the cave. So therefore, Pshita, when he wants to come up, either way he wants to go. Because he was kind of shvis inside his mechitzas. But you're telling me though at the beginning of Shabbos, he was kind of shvis in his city, in his house. Now on Shabbos, the doctor had a right to go chutz tchum. So he went 3,000 amas away, he got a new tchum. Now this new tchum, he wasn't there at the beginning of Shabbos. So once he gets a new tchum, Rabbi holds, you only look at the new tchum, and we don't look at the old tchum anymore. Even though you have a right to walk back and put yourself into the old tchum, you don't get that in anymore. That's Rabbi Svara. Freddy Gemara, ve'heched eloi shavas loi, but there's a kasha back to Rabbi, and in the case we did not rest in the first mechitzis. You want to tell me you don't say the svara from Havlo? For your Tanan, we learned. Rabbi Elazar Reimer. Rabbi Elazar says, Shtayim Yikonis. If somebody on Shabbos